The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Our Father, we are grateful unto you today. Today is the 20th day of the month of March 2024. We are gathered, O God, before you. We have come to receive power for today. We have come to receive power for today. We have come to receive wisdom for today. We have come to receive revelation for today. We have come to receive knowledge for today. We have come to receive strength, understanding for today. We have come to receive favor for today. We have come to receive grace for today. We have come to receive your goodness and mercy for today. Take over, Lord, and lead us. I commit every son and daughter of the finished work of the cross that is online into your hands. As we have come, Lord, touch our lives, renew our strength. Father, pour yourself into us and lead us in prayer. Thank you, Father, we pray. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of you, precious sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi, down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Enoch Boja Worldwide, our technician. I want to use this opportunity to thank God for the lives of each and every one of you. I want to use this opportunity to also celebrate belated birthday to Mrs. Babina Finwalker, the head of our media team who celebrated her birthday, I think 2 days ago. Yes, I never knew, but we thank God for all things. We pray that her new age will usher her into her greatness. And any other person that is celebrating your birthday, those who have celebrated, may your new ages usher you into your greatness.
Amen.
This morning, by the grace of God, we want to pray on the topic called or chosen to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. Called or chosen to manifest the finished work of Christ at the cross, on the cross at Calvary. That was what we prayed on the Facebook. Beloved, the term cross, anytime you see the term cross, especially associated with Jesus Christ, cross was the conclusion of everything. The cross was the final point of everything. The devil hates the term cross. The devil hates the term finished work at Calvary. Have you heard any pastor use this term, finished work at Calvary, before? Have you heard it before? How often do you hear pastors preach about finished work of Christ at the cross? How many times? Because the devil is afraid. Because that term shakes him. Because the cross itself everything that happened there produces power. So anytime you mention the finished work of Christ on the cross, you are reminding him of his eternal defeat. Eternal defeat. Eternal defeat. Spiritual defeat. You know, that eternal defeat must manifest in the natural. Somebody should write it for me. That eternal or spiritual defeat of the devil must be made to manifest in the natural realm. It's a powerful point. Lord, I owe you an offering for this. That eternal defeat, I'm saying it again, that eternal defeat or that eternal and spiritual defeat of Satan on the cross, of Satan on the cross at Calvary, must be made to manifest in the physical, must be made to manifest in the natural realm. And who qualifies to do that? You and I. Beloved, you and I. Who qualifies to do that? You and I. We are the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross. When you say to manifest something, it simply means to make the thing to appear. To make it to appear, to manifest something, is to make it to appear. Is to show it forth. Is to display it. Is to make it visible. Is to make it obvious. Is to exhibit it. Is to show it. Yes. To make it to appear is what? Is to make it to be seen. Is to show it. And who is to show it? I was passing somewhere, and then a mother was questioning the son. The son put the hand in the pocket. What is inside your pocket? Say nothing. Show me what is inside your pocket. Say there is nothing. I say show me what is inside your pocket. There is something inside your pocket. And then he brought out an egg. It was a boiled egg that he has picked and put in the pocket. You know, the thing was in the pocket, but it was not being seen. It has to be brought out to be seen. Beloved, you and I, the reason why we have been chosen, the reason why we have been called, is to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I read that again. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God. Paul was manifesting Jesus in his body. Paul was living Jesus in his body. Paul was seeing himself like Jesus, living through him in his body. Here on earth, that is the manifestation of the finished work of Christ on the cross. In Acts chapter 2, verse 24, these scriptures are really becoming something to me. Always, there are scriptures that we need to really keep in our mind. Acts chapter 2, verse number 24. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. It was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. He rose. Now, going back to Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Do you know that when Jesus was on the cross, you were on the cross? You were on the cross. Adam disobeyed God. Adam aligned himself with Satan. Adam decided to partner with Satan instead of God. Adam decided to believe in Satan other than the word of God. And so Adam became a product of Satan instead of the product of God. So the wrath of God came on Adam. So Adam was separated from God. That was Adam. Adam became dead, spiritually dead. There are three deaths. Physical death, when the person's soul checks out of the body. Spiritual death, and then physical death, that's the first one. Physical death, when people die and we go to bury them. Then we have spiritual death, when God is not in the spirit of the person. When Jesus is not in the spirit of the person. Then we have eternal death after the spiritual death on the day of the final judgment, when all will be cast out into the lake of fire. Adam died spiritually, even though he didn't die physically, by listening to Satan. And so every product that came out of Adam became a product of the wrath of God. That was why Jesus came. So he came to represent Adam. He came to represent us. He took our place and went to the cross. We were to be hung on the cross. We were to go through the things Jesus went through. That was how we're going to die and go to hell. But Jesus took our place. Oh my God. Jesus went to hell for us. The Bible says that he tasted death once for all of us. And you see, when he died and he said it is finished, when he was buried, we were buried with him. The day he resurrected with us. So you are a resurrected person. That's why the Bible talks in Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse number 11 says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. So we have the resurrection power living in us. Because Jesus rose with us, that was why we qualify for the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in us. So, beloved, you and I, we are supernatural beings here on earth. In Acts chapter 17, verse 28, Acts 17, 28, in him we live and move and have heart our beings. In him we live and move and have heart our beings. Our being. In him we live and move and have our being. You see, it can't be described who you are. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, if any man, I'm adding a woman, be in Christ, he or she is a new creation, a new creation, a new creation. Behold, the old is gone, the new has come. Look, these are eternal language. Somebody should say eternal language. It's beyond understanding. That is why we do baptism. In fact, certain things that God has, bequeathed to us, they are a symbol. They are just to help us to understand what has happened in the realms of the spirit. For instance, baptism by immersion. It just to demonstrate our death with Christ and our resurrection with him. Holy communion is to demonstrate our death in Christ and our resurrection in him. So it is very important for us to know who we are in Christ. We are a new creation. There is nothing of God that will happen here on earth without us. We are here to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross. We are here to manifest God among men. So, excuse me to say, you are like a small God. Yes, you are like what? A small God. You are like a small God. You are like what? A small God here on earth. You are like a small God. I am just using that term. You are actually a Jesus. A kind of Jesus. Let me use it like that. A kind of Jesus. So we are to live the life Jesus lived. We are to relate to the Father the way Jesus related to the Father when he was here. We are to continue his legacy. We are to relate to human beings the way Jesus related to human beings. We are to exercise authority over nature the way Jesus exercised authority over nature when he was here. We are to exercise authority over the devil the way Jesus exercised authority over the devil when he was here. So you see, you and I are the product. We are the end result of the finished work of Christ. We have been imputed with an eternal and supernatural DNA. You are carrying a DNA that is eternal and supernatural. That DNA is for greatness. It is a DNA for greatness. It is a DNA for rulership. According to Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 and 10, with his blood, he has purchased men, mankind, from every tribe, every nation, every language, every people, to become what? Kings and queens and priests. Now, let me, Holy Spirit, thank you. Let me give you this, the difference. When you see that you are a king, priest, kingship means rulership. That's all. It means you are a ruler. It means you have everything under your feet, under your control. Priest represent worship. Priest represent sacrifice. You are an intercessor. Yes, priest simply means intercessor. You are an intercessor. So you are like a bridge. You are like a link. It is only your prayers that God hears. It is only your intercession that God hears. Yes, or God listens to. God hears every prayer, I'm telling you. He hears every prayer because it's not deaf. But the prayer that he acts on is the prayer of the priest. You are the priest. That's why in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a people of God, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, yes, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So you see, we are called to declare the praises of him. We are called to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross. And the finished work of Christ on the cross is all victory. Victory over Satan. Victory over demons. Victory over principalities. Victory over the systems. Victory over everything. And who is to manifest it? Who is to show it? Who is to make it obvious? Who is to make it visible? Who is to make it to appear? You and I. How? In our language, in our thinking, in our lifestyle, in the way we live, even in the way we walk, in the way we approach issues. Oh my God. The way we approach issues, beloved, we are living in a fallen world, but we are not from the fallen world. We are not product of the fallen world. We are living under the world systems. Babylonian systems, all the systems of governance, all the systems in the whole world, they are not divine systems. They are Babylonian systems. They are several aspects of all Babylonian systems. We are not to live in these systems. So we are to live the heavenly kingdom life here on earth. We are to speak kingdom language. We are to manifest kingdom character. No matter what we are going to. Yes. Because that is the DNA that we carry. So do you know something? Your battles are not your battles. Your attacks are not your... Anything the devil is doing against you is not against you. It's against the kingdom. It's against Jesus. So he's attacking Jesus. But you see, most of the time, we see ourselves as the people directly that the devil is attacking. We begin to shout. We begin to cry. What are you to do? Exercise authority. Say in the name of Jesus, I cast this spirit out. I bind you. I nail you to the cross. I curse you. Get out of my way. In Jesus' mighty name. That's how we are to act. We are not to lift our hands and begin to cry. No. If supposing Satan is attacking Jesus, what will Jesus do? What will he do? Can Satan actually attack Jesus? He cannot. But you see, because we see ourselves as ourselves, that's why Satan comes to attack all the time. We don't see ourselves as carrying Jesus. We don't see ourselves as Jesus in us, which already Satan and his agents are afraid of. They are what? They are afraid of. Satan and his agents are what? They are afraid of. They are afraid of us. Yes, they are afraid of us. They are afraid of us. Beloved, I've shared this with you before. that how Satan manifests his fear of us. Two ways. Through violence and through hurt, hypocrisy. Through violence and through hypocrisy. Under violence, he acts violently. He uses people to hate you, to gossip about you, to fabricate falsehood against you. Yes. Fabricate falsehood against you, hate you without any cause, fight you, say things against you. That's violent. And everywhere. And then number two, hypocrisy. They become friendly. They become friendly, but inside them, they are serpents. Inside them, they carry venom. Inside them, they carry poison. They are close to you. They are your friends, but they send bad news about you to other friends. When they meet, oh, that's your person. Oh, this your this. Oh, this your... Please, let me tell you something. When you are very close to a person, stop sending bad news about that person to any of your friends. If you want to be trusted, if you want to be kept in trust, stop sending... But in fact, let me say this. This is what I do, Delali Boja. What I do. When I warn you about this, check this, oh, check this. And when I have spoken to you about something, when it comes up somewhere, I will confirm it. It's what you are saying is true. I've been telling the person. What I have not told you, I won't tell anybody. That's me, Delali Boja. What I have not told you, I won't tell anybody about you. I will not. It is a greater sin. What you know about me, how you see something about me, you have not told me, but you are going to tell another person, is one of the greatest sin. It's a sacrilege. It's a sacrilege. It is detestable before God. But what you have told me, and I am not changing, and I continue. When another person raises that issue, that, oh, pastor, this thing, so say, I've been telling him, oh, that's confirmation, so let's pray about it. Let's pray for him. Yes, let's pray for him. And so you see, when you behave like that, very close to a person, but then you are sending the person's weaknesses, issues to another person. When you have not pointed it to the person, you are a hypocrite. In fact, you are an agent of the devil. In secret, the devil is using you as a hypocrite. It is very important. Look, we do this thing to each other. We do these things to each other very, very, very well. Something you have not, share with a friend. Something you have not been, sometimes you are afraid. You don't know how to share it. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. You know, all these things, they add up to why our prayers are not being answered. And these are the reason why, sometimes there are delays in our lives. But beloved, as we pray, I want us to know that you and I have been chosen and called and chosen to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. We have been called and chosen to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. No one else. We are to live it, talk it, pray it. Because that is the DNA that you are carrying. Understand before we pray that your battles are not your battle. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't fight. In fact, we are to be violent, not physical. We are to command situations. We are to speak to the devil. We are to command the storms. We are to command the attack. We are to speak. We are to do this in our mouths. I don't know whether they are online. Okay. Before we pray, I will welcome them. Mama Esther, Evangelist Charles Idris, and Esther Idris, they are in town. Welcome from the United States. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, there is something I want to say before we pray. Being called or chosen to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary, you are not supposed to be a victim to the rash system. Victim to the rash system. Satan has established rash. Rash. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Rash. Rash. Yes. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. Yes. Because he is gone down there in fury. Because he knows his time is short. He knows what his time is short. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short. So he is rushing everything. Rushing. I am telling you, I am preparing a message on rush. We are all victims. Not that you shouldn't work. Not that you should not get to office early. No. In fact, the first thing God established for man was career. He put Adam and Eve in the garden to till the land. So career, you must have a job. You must work hard. You must plan your ways. Work to earn a living. Work with your hands. Work with your brain. Yes, sweat. Work purposefully, diligently, hard work. Good. But you see, have time for yourself. Rush is to be extremely occupied. Some people are just extremely hot, occupied, occupied, occupied. They are workaholic. They are crowded, crowded with activities, crowded. With activities, crowded with activities, crowded with activities, always crowded with activities. No time. Their mind is occupied. We are always on phone. We are always on this. We are always that. From this to this, from this to this, from this to this. No time for husband, no time for wife, no time for family, no time for children, no time again where we just sit and talk. Some years ago, you see, Lord, I give you glory. I thank you so much. The Lord has really taught me. And the Lord is taking me through many things. Look, I thank God for my life. Father, I thank you. I don't deserve it. I don't qualify. You just pour yourself into me. I'm so grateful. Some years ago, I sat down It just occurred to me. Look, let people have time. It's not always program. Activity. Even God has spoken to me about the kind of program that churches run. 1 month, every week, different speaker. That is good. When are the people going to meditate on the work of the first speaker? When are they going to meditate on the ministry of the first speaker? Then the second speaker has come. So what happens to the first speaker? So it means that everybody should choose. Why don't you bring one speaker at a time? And then the other activity should be internal. Why don't you pray the work of the first speaker? 1 week interval. Then you bring another speaker. The Lord was teaching me this. So you see, excuse me, we are wasting things. So when I sat down, I said, no, do you know something? Tuesday and Thursday, they should be out. We should come to Bible studies on Wednesday, Friday prayer. After that, the choir should practice. So it means Wednesday, the choir will delay there. Because after this thing, they continue with the practice. Friday, they say, oh. After 1 year, one day, I was making a comment on the pulpit. When I sat down, the deacon said, Pastor, who told you? Who told you that nothing is going on Tuesday and Thursday? Come here and see. Tuesday and Thursday, come here and see. They have put something there. They've decided to meet there. Then I say, hands up. You see, we think we are development technology. Which era are people dying at 25, 35? And they are saying, gone too soon. What a shock. Life well lived. At 45, life well lived. What have you lived? 35, life well lived. What have you lived? 50, life well lived. What have you lived? Which era? Modern technology. High medicine. What are you talking about? This is the time rather that people are dying premature. And we are saying, God called them. As if heaven is empty. When we are supposed to be here to manifest God. When we are supposed to be here to be an extension of God. When we are supposed to be here to take charge and take over, we allow the rush to kill us. Rush. People work 24 hours. Let me tell you, do you know the devil's agenda? Work them and wear them. Rush them and crush them. Somebody should write this. The devil's agenda for establishing the rush system is work them and wear them. Rush them and crush them. I was making a research. Understand. An Eastern country, all black people who go there, when they come back to their country, 7 years they die. Because they work them. Japan, they work them. They work them so much. Blacks. So, when you come to your country, 7 years, they die. And at least there are 10 people who that thing has happened to. 10, 7 years, they die. But thank God, 111, who are people of God, grace, they live a little longer. Rush! Wear them and wear them. Rush them and crush them. We want to pray. Say, Lord.
I refuse to be
the victim of rash. I refuse to be, the victim
of rash.
As a product, of the finished work
of the finished
of Christ,
on the cross,
deliver me from rash. 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 I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim.
I refuse to be a victim.
I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim.
I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I will take 10 minutes of your time. You know, the Holy Spirit just said to me, the rash system is a sign of no trust in God. No trust in God. We think it is our work that is making us. We think it is money that we need. We think we need to look, even Christian programs. There are people, every program they hear, they are there. I was surprised. I am not against it. Please, I send you the links. In fact, I have stopped sending you because sometimes I feel I am bothering you. I'm telling you, I also listen to enrich yourself. Yes, you follow to enrich yourself. Anything that blesses me, I share it. That let my people also be blessed. I was surprised that when this Nigerian guy came, Jerry Eze, I am not against Christians attending programs. Where did the 80,000 believers gather at that program? Where are they from? They are from churches. They are from churches. Why did they go there? Because they think their miracle is connected. Churches are coming out with themes, captivating themes, anointing for prosperity, anointing to live, anointing to so and so, anointing for this. But Christians don't know that you already have that anointing inside you. You are to stay it. You are to stay it. You are to do what? Stay it. Look. You need the word. The Holy Spirit. These are the two things. The Holy Spirit inside you and the word. And the fact that you have eyes to read. You have ears to hear. Finish. Your miracle and your testimony is with you. All pastors and prophets, do you know what we are to do? We are to inspire you. That's all. What I am doing, I am mentoring you. I am sparking something in you. That's all. You carry it on. And you become part of your miracle. When God created the heavens and the earth, what did he do? He made Adam a co-creator by bringing the beast to him. Adam named them. In the same way, God wants you to be part of your miracle. Yes, he wants you to be part. When you command this thing to change and it changes, your faith has increased. Then you know that now you can command. Now you can do this. You are not to depend on any pastor, any prophet, any apostle. No. We are your mentors. We are your coaches. We are to guide you. We are, that is all. That is all. I'm not saying when there is a program there, don't go. But listen to me. Stop running around. You are carrying the solution. Some of the problem, you yourself, you are the problem. I'm telling you, you are the problem. Sit down and look inside you. Ask the Holy Spirit, please show me. I am the product of the finished work. Why is this thing not working for me? I carry the DNA. I carry the DNA. The DNA I carry is untouchable. It's unstoppable. It's invincible. I don't lose battle. So, but why? I am unstoppable. Why? As the Holy Spirit, He will start showing you little things. Some of the things we are running after, they have already been given to us in messages on our pulpits. You need a pulpit where the word of God is flowing, where prayers are flowing. Play them again and again and again and generate your faith. Don't become a victim of rush. Say, my Father in heaven, Thank you for making me the product. I am so grateful, oh God. I am the product. I declare that I am the product. I declare that I am the product. I am the product. I am the end result. I am the end result. To continue with the legacy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ here on earth. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I am grateful. 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 Lord, I am grateful.
the name of Jesus Christ.
As the product of the finished work of Christ.
As the product of the finished work of Christ.
I, Delali Boja.
I, Gladys Boja.
I am unstoppable.
I am unstoppable.
I am untouchable.
I
I am invisible.
I am invisible.
I am a touch not.
I am a touch not.
I am a harm not.
I am a harm.
I am a touch not.
I am a harm not.
I am a touch not.
I am a harm not.
I am a touch not.
I am a harm not.
I am a touch not.
I am a harm not.
I am a touch not.
I am a harm not.
I am a touch not.
I am a harm not.
I am a touch not.
I am a harm not.
I am a touch not.
I am a touch not.
I am a harm not.
I am a
hamlo.
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 I am a hamlo.
I am a
hamlo.
I am a hamlo.
I am a
hamlo.
I am a hamlo.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
I am the product of the finished work of
Christ.
Therefore,
I am a touch not.
I am a
hand not. I am a touch not.
I am a hand
not. I am a touch not.
I am a hand not.
I am a touch not.
I am a hand not.
I am a touch
not.
I am a
hand
not.
I am a touch not.
I am a hand not.
Ili papa rakata kaba italaba shukutu kabaya. Li papa rakata kaba italaba shakata kabaya. Ibala kata kaba italaba shak. Rapa papa kata kaba italaba shaka. Li papa rakata kaba italaba shak. I am a touch not. I am a ham not. I am a touch not. I am a ham not. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable.
I am unstoppable.
My dream is unstoppable.
My destiny is unstoppable.
My dream is unstoppable.
My dream is unstoppable.
My destiny is unstoppable.
My testimony is unstoppable.
My health is unstoppable.
My
marriage is unstoppable.
My marriage is unstoppable.
My expectation is unstoppable.
My expectation is unstoppable.
Ile papa rakata kaba italabasha. Ile papa rakata kaba yakata. Ile papa rukutu kaba italabasha. Ile papa rakata kaba italabasha. Ile papa arapapa kata kaba ya.
Yes, Lord.
Ile papa rukutu kaba yakata.
Yes, Lord.
Ile papa rukutu kaba yakata kaba yakata.
Yes, my marriage is unstoppable. My healing is unstoppable.
Ile papa rukutu kaba italabasha.
Ile
papa rukutu kaba italabasha.
Ile
papa rakata kaba yakata.
Because I am the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross.
Yes, Lord.
Everything Christ has died is not for me.
Ile papa rukutu kaba yakata.
Ile papa rakata kaba
italabasha.
Papa rukutu kaba italabasha.
Li papa rukutu kaba yakata.
Li rukutu kaba italabasha kutu kaba yakata.
Yes, Lord.
Li papa rukutu kaba yakata kaba yokutu kaba ya.
My breakthrough is unstoppable.
My breakthrough is unstoppable.
My health is unstoppable.
My breakthrough is unstoppable.
My open door is unstoppable.
Li papa rakata kaba yakata.
Li papa rakata kaba italabasha.
Li papa rakata kaba italabasha.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As the product.
As the product.
As the end result.
As the end result.
Of the finished work of Christ.
Of the finished work of Christ.
On the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary.
On the cross at Calvary.
On the cross at Calvary.
I declare. That I carry. An eternal DNA. A supernatural DNA.
My DNA.
Is for greatness.
Is for fruitfulness.
Is for rulership.
It's for rulership.
It's for governance.
It's for governance.
It's to be the head.
And never the tail.
It's to be the head.
And never the tail.
To be at the top. And never at the bottom.
It's to be at the top. Never at the bottom.
It's to be at the top. And never at the bottom.
It's to be at the top.
It's to be at the top.
Say my DNA
is to shine.
Is
My DNA is to shine, to be victorious, to be victorious, to be victorious. My DNA is to be victorious, to be victorious, to be victorious. My DNA is to be victorious, to shine the brightest, 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 to shine the brightest. Le paparakata kaba itale beshe.
Ibelekete kebaraka takaba itale beshe. It is for rulership. Yes, Lord.
Say, I declare.
I declare.
That today.
That today.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Every power.
Every power
is under my feet.
It's under my feet.
Every power.
Every power.
Every principality.
Every principality.
Every witch.
Every witch.
Every wizard.
Every wizard.
Every sorcerer.
Every sorcerer.
You are under my feet.
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 Under my
you are
feet.
Under my feet.
You are 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 under my feet.
Every
you are under my feet.
Yes, Lord.
You are under my feet.
You are under my feet.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I declare right now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
The name of Jesus Christ.
As a product of the finished work.
As a product of the finished work.
My battles are not my battles.
My battles are not my battles.
My challenges are not my challenges.
My challenges are not my
the
challenges.
The attacks on me are not the attacks on me. Every battle against me is not my battle. It's not my battle.
My battle.
Let the finished work of Christ
rise up
and fight for me.
Let the finished work of Christ
confront
every challenge
in my life.
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 Confront
every challenge
in my life,
confront
every challenge
in my life.
In my life,
Father, we thank you for today. We give you all the glory. We give you.
Thank
all
you
worship.
For listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.